This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Peter Schiff has predicted a global meltdown being triggered by China, just like Mr. Dent has. He'll be joining us in the second hour today, and we'll have open phones. There is so much news we're going to be getting into. Look at this headline of the Financial Times of London. Chinese launch floating fortress project directly out of 1984. And it ties into this article out of the Chicago Business News, The Dirty Truth of Hospital Cleaning, Thin Science. You say, what's it have to do with China and floating fortresses? Well, it turns out that infections in hospitals are killing more people than in America's biggest wars. And speaking of biggest wars, classified Pentagon exercise reveals U.S. would struggle to win war with Russia. It would, quote, take everything we had. Well, who are we? Our country's been hijacked by offshore globalists. And here's Paul Watson's report dealing with the color revolution the West is trying to launch in Russia right now.
While everyone was obsessing over Caitlyn Jenner, Cecil the Lion, and Donald Trump, the United States was accelerating its plan to provoke a color revolution in Russia that could lead to a toppling of Putin's government and a complete reordering of the international power structure. As I first highlighted last month, Russian Parliament member Yevgeny Fedorov went public to reveal a plot on behalf of the U.S. State Department to contrive a staged Kiev-style revolution that would force Putin to step down and lead to the collapse of the Russian Federation within 2 years.
Они ведут переговорный процесс с российскими элитами о выдаче Путина. Так же, как они ведут такой же переговорный процесс по Януковичу.
Fedorov asserts that Russian oligarchs have been paid off to facilitate this coup, which will involve hundreds of thousands of people flooding the streets of Moscow to start a violent rebellion against Putin after a further collapse in the Russian economy causes food prices to soar.
После августа, я думаю, что через зиму, через падение жизненного уровня, им удастся к весне вытащить на улицы несколько сотен тысяч человек, как в Армении.
They'll use a drop in living standards to cause a revolution. Same thing here. Then Soros leads
it.
Here and in Russia.
В Армении, из которых там 90% может быть и в темное использовано, но при этом они организованы. То есть им как бы не говорят, что они на американцев. Им просто говорят, вот вы голодные, голодные, выходите.
Fedorov's revelations were confirmed by the fact that Moscow is now banning organizations from Russia that were involved in the Ukrainian coup d'etat, including the National Endowment for Democracy and Freedom House. As F. William Engdahl notes, the NED, along with Freedom House, has been at the center of all U.S. State Department-financed color revolutions in the world since 2000, when it was used to topple Milosevic in Serbia. This action was taken after Putin signed into law a measure which effectively criminalizes the activity of non-governmental organizations that threaten to undermine Russia's constitutional stability. China also recently passed a new law which restricts the activities of foreign NGOs. The two superpowers are finally waking up to the fact that regime change plots in the modern age are achieved not via bombs and tanks, but via mass subversion. Expect to see an intensification of the propaganda campaign against Russia over the next few months, starting with the blame game being laid at Moscow's door for the downing of Flight MH17. Some will be skeptical as to how a president with an approval rating in the high 80s could possibly be overthrown. But the very fact that NATO and the White House are even considering this illustrates their staggering disconnect with reality, which, blinded by neo-colonial imperatives, threatens to place the world in the most dangerous jeopardy since the height of the Cold War.
Exactly. And what's the Pentagon thinking? You can't win a war with nuclear weapons.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how to land. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday the 14th, 2015, worldwide transmission. Hard to believe that 2015 is already more than half gone and getting long in the tooth. I will be back this Sunday live in studio, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, there's the InfoWars Nightly News tonight, as there is each weeknight, Monday through Friday, at 7 p.m. all times Central. Overwhelming headlines, overwhelming information. Hillary Clinton is being called the Democratic Party's ticking time bomb. She is a testament to the fact that she's a Democrat and she's a woman, and so she is allowed to get away with bloody murder. Not just taking money from foreign dictators at the State Department to sell them weapons, not just being involved in Benghazi, not just being involved in cattle futures and deaths and corruption and all the rest of it, going after our guns, trying to ram through the first Obamacare scam. There's literally hundreds of bad things Hillary Clinton's done.
caught lying to Congress over and over again, involved in Fast and Furious, involved in IRS persecution gate. But now, after a year of refusing to turn over her emails or more, she wipes the servers, which is obstruction of justice on its face. There are subpoenas, there are search warrants, and sure, here it is, erased, just like the IRS did. So she's finally handed it over after it's been professionally wiped clean. But Obama, that means the Clintons, run the Justice Department, and so she is basically above the law. The majority of Americans support a criminal investigation of Hillary emails, national polls show. That's out of the Washington Times. Here's another one. Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party's ticking time bomb. The countless crimes of Hillary Clinton, special prosecutor needed now. Oh, like Ken Starr, that'll do nothing. Go after him for sex, but not for missile secrets to the Chinese government. You know, now that we're on the verge of war with the communist Chinese and the Russians, who they shared it with, not that the Russians needed our technology, we got a lot of it from them and the Germans, but the Chinese certainly needed it. They allowed Laurel and Hughes to transfer the MIRV technology and the liftoff and separation technology so that their Long March missiles in the mid-90s, every one of them was blowing up on the launch pad or a few thousand feet in the air. They couldn't get up into orbit. Well, after they got all of NASA, all the German and all the Russian research that the Russians had shared with the United States as well, all their missiles basically get off the ground now and get into orbit. And then they sit around saying, don't criticize the government, it undermines confidence, or we need to take all your rights away. ISIS is set to strike when the border's wide open. They're saying there is an imminent plot to try to assassinate the Queen of England in the next week. That video report is up on Infowars.com. For the first time ever, they're going to randomly ask for everybody's IDs in London on the streets as if that's going to stop some type of jihad attack, like we've seen in Paris and other areas, when our own governments financed and run these organizations. And England has been more heavily involved, of all the countries involved, Turkey, France, you name it, arming ISIS, letting them recruit in the West, and now they'll use the threat to take people's rights in the UK. It is truly disgusting. We're going to get into that. Drudge, Fox News could be censored under new federal rules, expert warns. Well, yeah, they've said in Congress that's the plan. Justice Department joins private discrimination lawsuit against Arizona's Joe Arpaio because he dares arrest illegals when they commit crimes. They're also readying a lawsuit against the black Democrat sheriff of Travis County, they've announced, because he deports between 3 and 7 illegals a week who are aggravated felons, or he gives them to the feds to deport. And the Democratic Party says, you will release aggravated felons. This is in the newspaper with a straight face. They go, yeah, it's terrible. He's a Democrat. He's black. But it's pretty racist that he deports between 3, 5, 7. The numbers vary every week, less than 10. He should be deporting all of them. But no, he deports aggravated felons, so he's in the news every week, the devil. And the Travis County Sheriff's Department's a pretty good sheriff's department from everything I've seen, living here for 25 years. And so they've now got him on the national news, the local news, demonizing it to run the sheriff out, because you can't have one shred of sanity in America. You can't have one county or one city anywhere where there is sanity reigning. Oh, you're a rapist. Oh, you're an arsonist. Oh, you've assaulted and stabbed people. We're going to, you know, deport you. No, no, no. So we've got that. Jeb Bush won't rule out torture tactics, says they're effective. How about they're illegal? We're going to talk about that. Chinese launched floating fortress project. Oil price hits lowest level in 6.5 years. Fish oil helps minimize disorders for those at risk of schizophrenia, study finds. We already knew this, but now it's in Newsweek. and Time today. And then this crazy headline that I'm going to John Bowne's report here in a moment on the imminent assassination of the Queen, they're saying. Total hype, total fear-mongering. The dirty truth of hospital cleaning, that was something that kills more Americans than anything else, that's coming up. Any other unnatural cause, I should say. Heart problems and then cancer is really the number one cause. Then automobiles. Classified Pentagon exercise reveal U.S. would struggle to win war with Russia. It would take everything we had is the headline. That's all coming up. But first, here's John Bowne's report on the situation in the U.K. with the British treasonous government using the ISIS group they've helped create to now take U.K. freedom. Here it is. Video
High alert in Britain as the facade of terror attacks similar to the ones orchestrated in Boston supposedly threaten the lives of the Royal Court. Scotland Yard's Royal Protection Branch and the Home Office have been informed of the plot that includes the Queen and also reportedly includes Prince Charles and possibly the British Prime Minister David Cameron. The attack will supposedly occur at an event next weekend to commemorate the anniversary of the end of the Second World War. Locations allegedly targeted include the St. Martin's in the Field Church, the Field Marshal Slim statue, and Westminster Abbey. The unsubstantiated threat will result in increased security for the event. Veterans have been told they must provide photographic identification to obtain tickets, according to the Daily Mail, something they've never been asked of before. But is this just another mass psyop, another rollout by the global military-industrial complex to prepare the public for future orchestrated attacks? The colluding ties between British intelligence and Islamic extremist leaders reach back before 9/11. In 1996, British intelligence paid al-Qaeda around $160,000 to fund an assassination plot against Libyan leader Muammar al-Qaddafi. The British press was banned from discussing the case. The New York Times asked, did the British government try to assassinate Colonel Muammar al-Qaddafi, the Libyan leader, in February 1996 by planting a bomb under his motorcade? And did the plan go awry because agents from MI6, the Foreign Intelligence Service, put the bomb under the wrong car, killing several Libyan bystanders? Britons may never know the answer. A sweeping injunction has barred newspapers and television news programs from publishing the embarrassing allegations about the inner workings of Britain's security services brought up by a disgruntled former officer. The media have been forced to discuss the allegations without actually saying what the allegations are. Abu Hamza al-Masri, the imam presiding over the infamous Finsbury Park Mosque. Hamza began working for British intelligence and police in 1997. He informed on fellow Muslims and was granted favors by MI5, including the release of suspected terrorists. Hamza told his aides he was beyond the reach of British law. In 1999, Hamza would be implicated in the kidnapping and murder of Western tourists in Yemen. He would tell police he was following the Quran and would be released. The police returned to Hamza audio tapes packed with usual messages of intolerance and hatred and culminating in exhortations to kill the enemies of Islam. Harun Rashid Aswad, a top aide to Abu Hamza, would later be singled out as the supposed mastermind of the London 7/7 bombings. Aswad is also suspected of working with British intelligence. Omar Bakri Mohammed, who collaborated with Osama bin Laden, also worked for British intelligence. The British government knows who we are, he said. MI5 has interrogated us many times. I think now we have something called public immunity, Bakri admitted in 2001. Like many jihadists, the Syrian-born imam was connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, a documented British and later CIA intelligence asset. The terrorist who trained the London bombers was a U.S. informant. The London Guardian reports, citing his exceptional cooperation in working with U.S. authorities, a New York judge released Mohammed Junaid Babar, despite him pleading guilty to 5 counts of terrorism. The 10th of December of last year, 6 years after his initial arrest and subsequent guilty plea, he was sentenced to time served and charged $500 by the court in a special assessment fee. Other leaders of Islamic extremism protected by the British government in what is now being dubbed Londonistan include al-Libi, implicated in the alleged al-Qaeda bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa. Abu Qatada, the radical imam, told MI5 agency he exercised powerful spiritual influence over the Algerian community in London. The cleric's sermons were found in a flat in the German city of Hamburg, used by some of those involved in 9/11. In May, the British government fast-tracked a proposal to allow police to monitor the conversations of alleged terrorists. We will introduce legislation to combat groups and individuals who reject our values and promote messages of hate, said Home Secretary Theresa May. Since 2000, the government has introduced five major pieces of terrorism legislation, often in response to anticipated events like the supposed plot against the Queen. A theater of fear has persisted worldwide, with all of the roles inhabited by government patsies time and time again. In order to pass illegal, liberty-destroying legislation, how is this latest threat any different? In the words of Thomas Jefferson, when government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
And now I'm going to play a clip from last week of General Michael Flynn, retired, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, saying U.S. made willful decision to support ISIS in Syria. And I've had Colonel Schaefer on, who is graduated above the military now and is involved in very secretive intelligence operations. And he says basically the entire military, Army, Marines, Air Force, Navy are very upset, as you know, 2.5 years ago, saying no to attacking Syria, no to giving them air support for the rebels, because they estimate from on-the-ground assessments 96% of the rebels are foam-at-the-mouth Salafists, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, Wahhabists. They fly al-Qaeda flags. They attack resuppliers when they're trying to give them weapons. They hate Americans and Westerners so much. It is joke level. And of course, you've heard whistleblowers, CIA contractor retired, Tosh Plumlee on, who was given from NATO folks 3 years ago when all this first went down, the intel. And Congress has been briefed. They know. And so that's why the Pentagon's like coming out going, yep, we were ordered to do this. It's al-Qaeda. We don't like it. They even sent General Dempsey in, as you know, 2.5 years ago to tell Obama the military's not going to stand for this. They were going to attack them. And now Obama has announced air support for the rebels against Assad. There are no good rebels. Syria did nothing to us. Assad is good compared to these people. He's good compared to Gaddafi. It's like Assad's good compared to Gaddafi. Gaddafi's good compared to these people. Saddam is good compared to these people. But he did some stuff at least. These people have done nothing. It's one of the few safe havens in the Middle East where Christians, Jews, and non-radical Muslims live in peace. And our government is destroying the country over 5 years, killing 300,000 people. And now using the scum army they've let breed. Again, they don't run the army. They put a big vat out in the woods of stagnant water so the mosquitoes could breed in it. And now the globalists are walking around selling mosquito repellent to everybody. Mosquito repellent. They're not even trying to kill the mosquitoes. They're just selling us anti-mosquito systems. These expensive things they put on your houses that don't work too well. And it is disgusting. So here's that clip.
For the sake of our viewers, in 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that, if you're worried about the rise of, quote-unquote,
I mean, I hate to say it's not my job, but that my job was to ensure that the accuracy of our intelligence that was being presented was as good as it could be. And I will tell you, it goes before 2012. I mean, when we were in Iraq, and we still had decisions to be made before there was a decision to pull out of Iraq in 2011. I mean, it was very clear what we were going to face.
Well, I admire your frankness.
Very clear what we were going to
face. Let me just take one before we move on, just to clarify once more. You are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around. You saw this analysis,
sure,
and you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
the administration turned a blind eye to your analysis?
I don't know if they turned a blind eye. I think it was a decision. I think it was a willful decision.
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafist, Al-Qaeda,
well,
and Muslim
a willful
Brotherhood.
Decision to do what they're doing, which you have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing with the policy that is in place? Because it is very, very confusing. I'm sitting here today, Mehdi, and I can't tell you exactly what that is. And I've been at this for a long time.
Okay, well, let's go back to Iran.
Powerful video. Sometimes when you play videos out of the computer, they play off sync. We're going to fix that video, resync the audio, and play it again, or the media will say it's a fake clip and because the audio was about a half second off. But that's an extremely powerful admission. And you heard him say, look, I was just following orders. But my job was to give accurate intelligence, and yes, we were funding Al-Qaeda. And then Jeb Bush, we played the clip yesterday, gets up in a speech Tuesday and says, we need to take out Assad to stop ISIS. I mean, that is such an insult to everyone's intelligence. That's like saying the Pacific Ocean is off the coast of New York. I mean, it's that big a flaming lie. No, the Atlantic Ocean is. And I'm not even joking around here with my analogy. I mean, Assad and his government and his people, he's very popular in Syria. He was democratizing the country. He was working with the West. He got set up. And they turned loose a bunch of Saudi Arabian nutbags and others they recruited to run around murdering everybody, and our government is funding it, just like they're funding and pushing selling baby parts. Bad people run the government. They're illegitimate at the top. Most of the people in the FBI, in the local police, in the military are upstanding, hardworking, good people, like the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. But they're given orders by criminals. And at a certain point, you got to stop following the orders. And that happened 2.5 years ago. The globalists blinked. The Pentagon was told by its officers, we're not doing this. We're not going to, we've already been funding them, giving them weapons. We're not going to be their air force. This is crazy. And they had to back off. Now they're back again. And now they got Jeb Bush, the Republican, connected to narcotics, trafficking, everything else, saying we need to attack Assad and that he's with Iran and all this stuff when we just made a deal with Iran. But it doesn't matter. Assad's not offensively working with Iran. Assad's working with whoever he can to not be defeated. It doesn't matter. You don't offensively attack somebody that hasn't done anything to you. Here's Jeb Bush.
We and our partners should declare a no-fly zone in Syria and then work to expand that zone to prevent more crimes by the regime. Enforce that no-fly zone and we'll stop the regime's bombing raids that kill helpless citizens. It could also help stop Iranian flights from resupplying the regime and Hezbollah and other bad actors. A no-fly zone is a critical strategic step to cut off Assad, counter Iranian influence, keep the pressure.
Let's hit pause. Do you understand that when Al-Qaeda double-crossed the West and went back into Iraq to resupply, that we officially asked Iran and their top general to lead attacks to stop them taking the whole country over? Do you realize they've actually, because Al-Qaeda got out of control, have actually let Iranians in to fight them? I mean, Jeb Bush, it's just crazy town to sit there and listen to him talk. So now they want to flip back to supporting the Al-Qaeda rebels openly again and start bombing. And notice that's what Obama's saying, too. This is so Machiavellian now, they don't even know which side they're on. Because at a certain point, all this double dealing, all this quadruple dealing, it just becomes a disaster. Historically, that always happens. These people think they're so sophisticated, so duplicitous, that they have a method of their madness. But pretty soon, they're just confused. Let's go back to the end of the clip.
On for a settlement and prevent more needless death in a country that has seen so much of it.
Pause again. It's the West that started the attack on Syria 5 years ago on record and gave chemical weapons to Al-Qaeda to attack. Again, it's reality turned upside down. Go back to it.
When we talk about no-fly zones in Syria, precision airstrikes in Iraq, or any projection of military power to meet or deter threats, all of this assumes that such power is there when we need it. Yet here as well, the short-sightedness of the present administration will leave a cost. We're in the seventh year of a significant dismantling of our own military.
That's enough.
In almost inverse proportion to the...
That's enough. He goes on to blame Iraq on the Democrats when it's his brother.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm simply trying to get the public to focus in on the real issues and the incredibly historical things that are unfolding right in front of us. In the final equation, it's so key to realize that individuals have power, what we stand for, what we purchase, what we say, what we talk about, how we vote, not just at the ballot box, but at the grand jury box and the jury box. And when we vote on Yelp or we vote on TripAdvisor or we, vote on the internet, all of that has a massive effect and shows us that it is the knowledge of the crowd. Historically, any philosopher will tell you that ends up being more knowledgeable and having a greater deep wisdom than the social engineers themselves. And that's if you have social engineers that mean well. Now, I want to be clear. We have a giant unwashed masses out there, maybe half the population, that is in a trance that cannot find their rear ends with both hands, as we say. But of the group within the mass that's awake and involved and having their voice heard and that cares enough to fill out a card at the restaurant about what they thought about the service or click on the internet vote or make the internet comment or say something about the hotel they stayed at or send a letter to Congress. Those people give most of the charity. They do most of the community work. They're involved the most. They're the people that actually care about civilization and society. And in Canadian, British, and U.S. studies, you can just search engine this, conservatives and libertarians are 6 times more likely to give money, 6 times more likely to be involved in charity, 6 times more likely to be involved in their communities or to volunteer for the military. And in the inverse, those calling themselves liberals and environmentalists are 6 times more likely to not give money and to steal and to not physically volunteer. And I'll tell you why that is. Because modern conservatives and libertarians, who aren't perfect, was a diverse group of people, are the liberals. If you go back to 1776, they were called liberals. They have, again, flipped everything on its head. Where Planned Parenthood loves the black people when it was founded to kill the black people. George Soros is a top Nazi living collaborator. Should have been in Nuremberg trial. He is the most highly decorated member with awards from the ADL, the leftist Jewish organization. It is, again, a sickening joke. A sickening, ridiculous, macabre hallucination. Now, I want to get into more of the news. I've already mentioned quite a bit of it, but I haven't drilled into it yet. I want to get into the economy. Peter Schiff's joining us on that front. We'll have open phones for him and then totally open phones. It'll be a free-for-all to quote the great Second Amendment champion Ted Nugent in the start of the third hour. In fact, you ought to get that song. I got me a rock and roll band. It's free-for-all. I got me a radio show, TV show, with 20 million listeners and viewers a week. It's a free-for-all. No teleprompters, none of it. Just raw love of liberty, raw research, raw common sense, toe-to-toe with high-tech brainwashing. So before I get to any more of this news and a on-the-street video report shot right after they walked out of the theater, I love these movie reviews that Jakari Jackson and Kit Daniels do together because they're good buddies and go out and play pool together and stuff like that and sports. So they also go to movies. Sometimes McAdoo goes out with the crew as well and joins them. But straight out of Compton, what they're not telling you, a movie review by Jakari Jackson and Kit Daniels, that's coming up in the final segment of this hour as well. But before I get into Jeb Bush pushing torture, let me tell you about some of the exciting developments at InfoWarsLife.com. There are so many amazing products at InfoWarsLife.com, but amongst them is BrainForce. And I wanted to give you a review by Loss from Panorama City, California, on BrainForce. Didn't think much was happening. Was taking it for a week with the secret B12. I cannot stress enough that brain body is missing. When I skipped it one day, I felt like I was either missing screws or loose screws in my head. Great for concentration and focus. I take it after lunch for energy and the rest of the day, thanks to all the info warriors. Yeah, that's the thing. When I don't take BrainForce, I feel it. And that's what's so amazing about it. Somebody ran off of my open bottle. So I need to take one. Or no, it was put down here. When I don't take the BrainForce, that's when I notice it. And I actually didn't take my BrainForce today. And I'm still awake, still have a lot of energy. But this doesn't have the classical stimulants in it. It has key compounds you can read about on the website, watch informational videos about. I won't waste your time with it. If you're interested, go read about it. that are prescription in Europe, two of the ingredients prescription in Europe. And they're trying to make them prescription here. And I've, again, been in to talk to medical doctors, had my blood tested a year ago and again 6 months ago. And these are the things that they're pushing by prescription now because they just add cofactors to it. So this is a true nutraceutical, incredibly low priced, 10 powerful ingredients known to give you clean, focused, basically warm energy. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. It was sold out for several months, 2.5 months. It is back in, and at current sales rates, it'll be sold out sometime this weekend. If you want to try Brain Force or read the reviews, it's available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, not only has Brain Force gotten back in stock, Super Male Vitality is now back in stock. And let me find some of those reviews for you. Again, we have new ones every day. 4.8 reviews for both of these products out of 5 stars by third-party review sites. Truly unprecedented. An average of 4.8. Some are 5 stars. Some are for 4.4. But the average is 4.8. Super Male Vitality. Jack in Seattle, Washington. I use Super Male Vitality every day to stay energized and focused. I can work longer hours and still put in hard workouts afterwards. Gives me energy to work out and helps me put on lean muscle. I can really feel the difference in my workouts and life in general. Love this product and buy it regularly. I take it with X2 in the morning instead of coffee. I would recommend this to a friend. Thank you so much for supporting us, Jack, and I'm glad you had a good response. We try stuff out for 6 months to a year after different variations before we even sell it. And I've never been a vitamin or nutraceutical guy. In the last 4 or 5 years, I've lost 60-plus pounds, slowly getting back into shape from gaining 98 pounds and not working out for 15 years. Because I thought they'd kill me any minute 15 years ago when they physically attacked me and were death-threatening me. And I just, yeah, I'm just going to go eat a steak. I'm going to drink a six-pack of beer at night. I don't care. I'm going to quit working out. I was the opposite of a narcissist. And I just was kind of letting myself go. And so I slowly started bike riding and slowly started exercising. But I could lose 10, 15 pounds, but the rest of it stayed on me. Once I began taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsHealth.com, a longevity product, I lost about 20-something pounds because I was not as hungry because I was missing all these minerals and trace elements. But mainstream media says you don't need, but Dr. Wallach's research shows you do, and deficiency is such a big part of it. And then I researched iodine, the best forms of that, got on Survival Shield, NX2. Like this morning I put in a bottle of water when I went to work out, 2 squirts of Super Male, which isn't as strong as under the tongue, but I like it that way, and a squirt of X2. And then I drank that, so I've got a ton of energy, felt great. I'd forgotten to take the Brain Force because I'm just not a vitamin mineral guy. But when I do remember to take 7 or 8 of the products a day and to do the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which I give my children every day, it's just amazing. And then I ask myself, why aren't I taking all the InfoWars Life and InfoWars Health products when I'm here endorsing it and have seen such an incredible response? And it's because I'm not a habit-driven guy. I'm not dominated by it, and it's very hard to start new habits. But if we'll just start the new habit, these nutraceuticals have been game changers. You've heard the rave reviews. And then there's the added bonus. You're funding a hair on fire, foam at the mouth, 110% committed organization. As one of the greatest samurai said, desperateness is the way of the samurai. 100 men can't kill such a man. And that's absolutely true. We're going into this 110%. And I just want to thank you, and I'm humbled that you do support us so we can continue the operation at this level and hopefully expand in the face of the globalists, because I want to go all the way. So these are war bonds. When you buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the shortwave radios, the non-GMO seeds, the high-quality water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. And then subdivisions of InfoWarsStore.com are MadeIn1776.com. And that's the Made in America products. And then you've got, if you want to get them cheaper from other parts of the world, we got the regular apparel area. And we've got InfoWarsHealth.com, the longevity products. And then we've got InfoWarsLife.com. It's our proprietary products. All there at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm done ranting. I'm not going to plug again this hour, but I've been forgetting to plug and skipping breaks the last few months, and we're a little bit behind. So I've been doing some mid-air refueling to fund the operation here, especially with this what looks like a depression coming up. And it's more essential than ever to support our local AM and FM affiliates, to tell them thank you for carrying the show, to become a sponsor locally, even if it's small or large, or to support local sponsors. That is as important as supporting InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you. I salute you and want to just absolutely commend you for that. You know what? I think I'm going to air the Straight Outta Compton piece right now with Jakari Jackson and Kit Daniels as we analyze culture, analyze media, because so much of the propaganda is embedded in media, not even so much news. We know the news twists things now, or the talking points that news do, but so much of it, I'd say 80% of the propaganda is in movies and TV, and you see that message. So I appreciate Jakari and Kit going out and getting the job done on this report. Here's that report, and we'll come back with the latest on the buildup for war with Russia, and then Jeb Bush on torture tactics, saying they're effective. That's like saying child molestation is effective or arson is effective. It's illegal, you little beady-eyed jackass commie. Slimy Kenny Bunkport, blue blood, been feeding on the East Coast back since your family were Tories in the Revolutionary War and setting up Skull and Bones and then Nazi collaborators and now urinating all over us. Excuse me. Just with Republicans like this guy, there's no wonder we're in so much trouble, and John Boehner and all the rest of these scum. And it's not good to make it personal with these gangsters. They can just make a call and have you killed. But what's gotten us in this position is cowering to this filth. And somebody's got to stand up against them. Just tell it like it is. Let's go ahead and go to that report.
Kit Daniels here with Jakari Jackson, who's behind the camera. We just got out of the Alamo Draft House, and we just saw the latest movie, Straight Outta Compton, about the legendary hip-hop group N.W.A. Now, overall, I definitely recommend the movie. It was way better than I thought it would be. You know how a lot of movies are kind of hyped up beforehand? This was no exception. But this movie almost lived up to the hype. And even if you're not a big fan of hip-hop, I'd definitely still recommend it just so you could see a glimpse of popular culture as well as the history of the late 80s and early 90s at the time. Now, there was one scene in the movie that I thought was very interesting, was the musicians were at a press conference after they were arrested in Detroit after a riot. And I think it was Ice Cube who said that their art, meaning their music, reflected their reality. Now, the reality at the time was, and it's still true today, is that the CIA controls the international drug trade. And they do that to mainly so they can fund their black op operations, you know, the kind of off-the-book things, you know, where they overthrow governments and who knows what else they do. And in order and for them to create this demand for drugs, back in the 80s, they used these various intermediaries, you know, such as music executives, to push hip-hop to the forefront above rock and roll and to glamorize the drug trade and drugs to ensure that there was a demand for drugs from the American inner youth to ensure that the CIA would still keep getting money off the drugs they were importing through the country. And it was back in 1996 that a journalist by the name of Gary Webb, who was writing for the San Jose Mercury News, he revealed that a former drug kingpin in the 80s, Freeway Rick Ross, one of his cocaine connections was actually tied to the CIA, and that created a huge scandal. Now, Rick Ross was on the Alex Jones Show back in November, and he said this.
I'm letting you know right now that the establishment is using hip-hop to prime these kids for a life that's going to send them to prison, just like they did with me. See, when I was coming up, there was Superfly, Tequila Sunrise, Scarface, all these movies to make you think that you could start with nothing and then you could have the whole world at the palm of your hand. Only that there was no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It was a set of handcuffs and shackles. And you want to know why the CIA symbol is behind me? Because they were the guys behind me when I was selling drugs. And now they're behind hip-hop and rock and roll. This prison, hip-hop connection, they're behind that too.
If it was good for them to sell drugs, then it should have been good for me to sell drugs. The money from the drugs went to buy guns for the Contras.
Even if you don't read my book, warn your kids. Let them know. But I advise you that this book is worth reading. Definitely for your kids. Even if you don't read it, get it for your kids. Get it for your loved ones. Let them see what the drug culture is all about.
So to sum it all up, the drugs that you saw in the movie and the drug lifestyle and the decadence of the inner city, that was all created by the CIA to ensure that there was still a demand for drugs and to bolster the CIA's profits. Now, Jakari, what did you think about the movie?
Thank you, Kit. Now, if I could take one quote away from this movie, it was when the guys were all together at a press conference and somebody brought up the point that we have AK-47s from Russia, none of us have a passport. We have drugs coming in from South America, none of us have a passport. It reminded me of that line in Boys of the Hood where Lawrence Fishburne is talking about, we don't have any planes, we don't have any ships. How does this cocaine get here? And it goes on to the point that Kit was bringing about, that even these guys rap about this stuff, they're not the ones who actually bring this stuff into the country. And there's another aspect, the free speech aspect that Ice Cube touches on in the movie, and I think he is still a vocal free speech proponent to this day, that these guys have the right to go out and say whatever they want to say, and talking about their situations, their involvement with the police. Now, if there is a villain in this movie besides Eazy-E's manager, the police are definitely the villain, but these guys are talking about what they see. That was their experience growing up in Compton, that
all
the
right.
police would harass
We're going
them
to
and
break.
Do other types of things.
The full report, what they're not telling you about Straight Outta Compton, is up on Infowars.com. We're going to come back and get into torture. They're back promoting that this time, and they're pushing war with Russia and the survivability of it. This is insanity. Stay with us.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Finally handed over a server after professionally wiped clean. FBI examines and backed up elsewhere. Majority support criminal probe. Classified data found in May. I mean, she blocks for over a year releasing it and then releases it professionally wiped. That is obstruction of justice. She's convicted. 5 to 10 years in federal prison is the precedent. Statute's 10 years. For obstruction in a felony case. Willful, wanton, premeditated, organized, professionally done. And whoever did it with her is guilty. I mean, that's one of the first things that they teach people in criminology. One of the first things they teach at places like Quantico. Every FBI agent knows that. This is a hardcore crime in front of everyone, but so is being the head of the State Department and taking money from third world dictators, and then the next day in some cases, after she'd get $1 million from foreign governments in one case, they would take the export ban off weapons. And remember, Tosh Plumlee exposed it, later came out, who was allowing the weapons transfers outside of congressional approval? The State Department. Hillary Clinton. But see, the elite want to put her in as president because she's so blackmailable. Man, that's amazing. That's some of the headlines up on drudgereport.com. Infowars.com has some really good news. Judge on abortion videos. There's been 6 of them now. Gag order is a restraint on the First Amendment. That's exactly what I said. But the previous judge was trying to declare the abortion videos a state secret and violate the First Amendment. The decision brings us one step closer to a day it's just amazing that that's going on. Simply amazing that that's all unfolding. Now, before we go any further, I'm going to talk more about this after Peter Schiff leaves us because it's a pretty big deal. But classified Pentagon exercise reveals U.S. would struggle to win war with Russia. That's like saying, secret classified Pentagon report reveals that ducks swim around in ponds and that bears live in woods and that dogs have hair and that whales spout water and that Easter bunnies aren't real and that Santa Claus isn't real and that Obama's a big fat liar and that 2 plus 2 equals 4, even if he says it doesn't, and raising the debt limit does raise the debt limit, and you can't keep your doctor, and it will increase your Obamacare prices, and you did build your business. Classified Pentagon exercise reveals U.S. would struggle to win war with Russia. It would take everything we had. Really? What happens once nuclear war starts and they got 20,000 nukes and the U.S. has 20,000 nukes? How's all the Rothschild and Rockefeller and Queen Elizabeth Heil Hitler money then? How's all the Bush Nazi gold going to be worth anything when it's got a half-billion-year half-life on it? I mean, I look at Jeb Bush and his beady eyes all sweaty up there and Hillary. I mean, these are sacks of garbage. These are bags of you-know-what, of dog crap. And I hate to use those analogies, but they just fit. They are sacks of criminal activity. They're dirt bags. And we just sit here and bow down to them while they commit all these crimes in front of us. I'm sick of all of them. And Boehner and all those snot noses. We need somebody like Rand Paul. Or even the female Republican candidate. At least she was a CEO, and she says you shouldn't have to take vaccines. It's not a radical statement. It's common sense. Any of these people are better. The physician's great. I'd vote for him. I'm just sick of all of this garbage. The people were being force-fed by the establishment. The people being given all the billions in money. Hillary and Jeb, that's who you don't support. When we come back, Jeb's pushing torture. I will get to it. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.